Hi, this is Falnarino, video review of the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 Mini Pro. It's a very long name for such a small handset. It's probably one of the smallest Android handsets to date, with its 2.54-inch screen, a capacitive touchscreen, 240 by 320 resolution. Its design is really nice and cute, like its younger brother, the X10 Mini, but it has a nice sliding out QWERTY keyboard, which we'll show you later. And the main highlight of the design here is this chrome band around it, around the sides, which looks really classy, chrome on black. Like the X10 Mini design, it has this small curve on the back, which Sony Ericsson calls the human curvature design. It's present in the Big Brother X10 as well, and in the mid-range X8, Xperia X8, which makes it really pleasant to hold. The back has received some reshuffling of the elements to fit the physical keyboard. The 5 megapixel camera is here. It shoots video with VGA resolution at 30 frames per second, so really smooth video. And the LED flash, which serves as a video light as well. The three chrome buttons, basically the design in the front doesn't differ at all from the X10 Mini. And the interface as well. So the main difference here is the physical slide-out QWERTY keyboard, which we'll show you in a little bit. Here's how the interface of the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 Mini Pro looks like. Absolutely the same as with the X10 Mini, so you can visit us at falnarino.com and check out the video or read the in-depth review of the interface. It's tailored very well to the small screen of the devices. It's the typical UX, Sony Ericsson UX user interface with timescape and everything, but you have these home screens with only one widget of them, so they can be visible and for big icons in the four corners of the home screens to quick launch your favorite applications. So basically it's the same as with the X10 Mini. The thing we didn't show you, we think, is the camera interface. Here it is. Very simple. Flash toggle on and off, switch from camera mode to video mode, and for preset modes. Really simple, auto, macro, twilight, and sports with nice colorful icons. So it makes it really easy to use the camera, and it's pretty snappy. Now, let's go to the home screens and try to type a message so we can show you how the physical keyboard works like. It's really easy to open and close the physical keyboard. The spring loading mechanism is tight, no wobbling up and down, as you can see. Pretty tight, works very well. When you start typing though, even though we have a physical keyboard, it of course feels a little bit cramped, especially if you have bigger fingers. And navigation is aided by the arrows on both sides of the spacebar. To move for text left and right, because on the small screen makes it a little bit harder to pick the exact letter you want to delete or what you want to move in the text. Overall, with time you get used to it and it becomes pretty fast to type on the Sony Ericsson X10 Mini Pro. Unlike on the Xperia X10 Mini, it's actually light years ahead in terms of how quick you're able to type, and we can definitely recommend it if you're buying this phone with the intention to type a lot of emails or text messages. In the end, our verdict is very favorable towards the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 Mini Pro that you see here. It takes what its younger brother X10 Mini lacked, an easy way to type on the small screen, and that's a physical keyboard, and the capacitive screen interface is done in such a way that's makes it a pleasure to work on it. Although it's so small, you'd never notice you're working on a 2.54-inch canvas, because the Sony Ericsson UX interface is tailored very successfully to the small screen. And apart from that, it has a very nice, cute, chubby design, 5-megapixel camera, which shoots a very smooth video, so you can carry it around with you for these moments, and you won't notice it's in your pocket much because of the size. Although it's thick, it's really small and attention grabbing, and we can recommend it to you if you want to experience what's Android like on such a small 2.54 inch screen. If you want to read an in-depth review of the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 Mini Pro or the X10 Mini, please visit our site phonearena.com.